Okay. Are you ready for the word?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pray. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Father, we just commit the rest of the time into your hands. We thank you. Speak to us. Holy Spirit, minister to each one of us. We have come with an expectant heart. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Now, I'd like to turn your attention to Psalms 29. Don't turn. I said attention. Don't turn your Bible, please. Okay? Psalms 29. When did David write the Psalms? David wrote the Psalms when he was faced with a practical storm. Not the other storm, you know? The sun chasing him, the Saul chasing him. No. It is a practical, real storm. Lightning, thunderstorm, you know, from the Mediterranean Sea to the mountains of Lebanon, right to Jordan River. That's geography, okay? And there was a storm. And some commentators say that David was running away from the storm. You know, it was lightning, it was wind, it was roaring sound. But in the midst of this storm, David was thinking about God. Okay, thinking about God. And that's how the Psalms came up. Okay, there are two things in this psalm. But two things, strikingly, two spiritual dynamics. Number one, worship. Okay, if you look at Psalms 29, that's your homework, okay? Please go back and read them. Okay? Verses 1 and 2, David talks about worshiping God in the beauty of his holiness. In fact, he's exhorting people. Come on, let's worship. But verse 3, right up to verse 11. 11, right. 3 to 11, David speaks about the voice of God. Come on, everybody say voice of God. Right. He speaks about the voice of God. Seven times, David talks about the characteristics of God's voice. Now, you need to read. This is so important. You really need to read this. Go back and read. So, therefore, in view of Psalms 29, I entitle today's message as God speak to us as we enter into 2023. Are you here with me now? Okay? Now, if you look at the Psalms, there are two things that David focuses on. Number one, worship. Number two, the voice of God. It looks like if you want to hear the voice of God, you and I need to know the prerequisite to hearing the voice of God is the attitude of worship. How many would say amen to that? Come on, are you here with me or not? Okay? The attitude of worship is a prerequisite for you and I hearing the voice of God. Now, focus, huh? I'll tell you when to turn to the scripture. Now, Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, Paul says this, I beseech you, brethren, or I entreat you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a holy, living sacrifice, which is your reasonable worship. The real word is worship. And then look at the next one. Okay? It's exactly like what David says. Look at the next one. Do not pattern yourself according to the world. Right? Is that what it says? My version may be different. Do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be renewed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know. You may know, everybody say no. This version, I don't know what version it is, that you may know what is the what? What is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God? Now look at me. Everybody look at me. That word know is an intimacy word. Everybody say intimacy word. You know? And of course, if you have been long with us, you know that word in Hebrew is yada. Yada means affectionate, romantic relationship, which is worship. Which is worship. Our intimacy is worship. And then the Greek word for the word know is genesco. Genesco means a fruit-bearing relationship. Are you here with me? So here, David says, come on, Paul tells him, have an attitude of worship that you may prove, that you may know, that you may hear, and what is the will of God for you, which is good, perfect, and acceptable. Come on, isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Somebody say amen, please. You know, we have 29 days before we enter into 2023. It's not too late. It's not too late. God is a God of time and season. He's a God of time and season. What is God speaking to us? What is God speaking to us? So therefore, the background for you to hear the voice of God is a heart or attitude of worship. Now, what is it? How can I have this attitude of worship? Well, the Bible, hear this please. The Bible tells us in Psalms 100 and verse 4, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Okay? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I'll give him thanks and bless his holy name. Worship. Come on. Everybody say worship. Psalms 150 verse 6 tells us, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's worship. Come on. Psalms 103 verses 1 right up to verse probably 8, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who has forgiven all my sin, who has healed me of all my diseases, and who has delivered me from destruction, the attack of the enemy, and has crowned me with his loving kindness, and satisfied my mouth with good things, that my youth may be renewed like an eagle. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. The attitude of worship. You know, the atmosphere we create in the church is a physical, spiritual atmosphere. Are you here with me? But that's atmosphere. But your attitude of worship will create a spiritual atmosphere inside of you to hear the voice of God. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. For all those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit and you can speak in tongues, I tell you, 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 4, has got a dynamic aspect of spirit-led worship. You know what? You know what the scripture says? He who prophesies edifies the church. He who speaks in tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Are you here with me now? So when you speak in tongues, everybody says speak in tongues. You know, I've always said one tongue is equivalent to probably 1,000 English words. I'm not very sure. That's how heavenly and powerful tongue is. Are you here with me? When you begin to speak in tongues, Jesus said in John the 7th chapter, verse 36, 37, 38, he who believes out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he spoke this concerning the Holy Spirit. Are you here with me? And this is a dynamic way of worshiping God. Are you here with me? Allowing the Spirit of God. Jesus said in John the 4th chapter, verse 24, 25, this is a time is come that you will worship God in spirit and in truth. What more when you allow the Spirit of God to worship through you when you speak in tongues? Come on, somebody say amen, please. And that creates an atmosphere of worship, and there the people of God will be able to hear distinctly what the Lord wants us to do. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Can you put your hands together and give Jesus a glory? Come on, look at me, please. God speaks to us at various times and in various ways. God speaks to us in various times and in various ways. God is creative, okay? Many of us may have a mindset as to how the Lord will speak, but God knows you better than you know yourself. I've always said this, the presence of God is familiar with you more than you can be familiar with the presence of God. Some of us come to church and we feel, I don't feel anything. I don't feel the presence of God. Never mind. But the presence of God is familiar with you. Come on, are you here with me? So therefore, let's look at Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. I want to break if there's any mindset that you have about hearing the voice of God. You know, some of us may have the mindset, this is how God has to speak. That's how God has to speak. Let's look at the scripture. Guys, are you with me at the back? Vincent, right. Yeah, Vincent? Yeah, that's right. Okay. God, look at this. God who at various, everybody say various. At various times and in various ways. Everybody say various ways. Spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophet, has in this last day spoken to us by his son. But thank God, his son sent who? The Holy Spirit, right? Whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Noah, look at me. Just one, everybody look at me. Just one voice of God, your entire life is set to change. We sang about Moses. Just one voice of God, Moses' life completely changed. His destiny changed. Noah, just one voice of God, the whole world was wiped out. Likewise, Isaiah, likewise, old Elijah, likewise, Saul at the road to Damascus, likewise, Peter in Acts chapter 5, likewise, Paul, again, we read in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 9, when he was going through his most difficult time, the Lord spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient. Are you here with me? So the intention of this message is, if you're standing at the crossroad and not knowing what God wants you to do in the days that are ahead or in 2023, the intention is to help you to hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on. As I said, we have 29 days. God doesn't need so many days. Seriously. If you're sitting here and you're tired, if you're sitting here, you're tired of the way you're living, you're tired, the life has not been fair to you, you're tired and you want to hear and you want to break through, 29 days we still have, including today, including tonight. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. God speaks at various times and various ways. My classmate, let me just give you an example before I go to the question of how to hear the voice of God. You guys with me? If you're with me, wave your hand to me. You know, my classmate, he is Reverend Stephen Au right now. Do you remember him? Stephen Au. Now, hear this, please. And this can be a funny testimony, but this is how God speaks anyway. And he got stumbled by one of our faculties. You know, one of our faculties, the principal. And towards the tail end of our school, that means we only got 3 more months, we're going to graduate. He said, I'm going to leave. I don't want to graduate from this Bible school. I'm stumbled. I'm really stumbled. And we come from a class where till today we communicate with one another. Till today, you know, we care for one another, communicate with one another. That's why relationship is important. Okay? Now, more than ministry, relationship is important. I always tell the pastor, some of my classmates died. I lost my good friend. I call him an idiot. He died. You know, really. He's supposed to take care of himself. He never take care of himself. You know, young fella, a close friend. And I grieve almost a month thinking of him. What's happening? Somebody coming up. Okay, come on, look at me, please. And this guy wanted to leave. And we convinced him. We stayed through almost like midnight. We convinced him that he should not leave. You know? And he said, okay, I will not leave. I'll graduate with you. We want all of us to graduate. 3 months only, right? About 3 months? Less than 3 months. So he said to me, Rajan, can you talk to the faculty and tell them that I want the first period, no? 1 hour. I want to go off somewhere and I want to, I want to just rest. You know, I'm so disoriented. So he took his bike and went to the back of Bible school, which is Jalan Gasing. How many of you know Jalan Gasing? Okay, that's right. And he parked his bike at the back of the Ipoh chicken rice at the back under the tree. And he was crying out to God. How many of you know when you cry out to God, he will come? He will definitely come. He was sitting there and crying out to God and said, God, how am I going to continue? Okay, I told my classmates that I'm going to continue, you know. And he was there, probably, I don't know, he prays in tongues, I don't know. Can't remember, sat on the bike, parked his bike, and sat there, and he was praying. Suddenly he saw, how many of you know what he saw? He saw the word pray. And the word pray was among the rubbish. In front of him was a rubbish dump, you know, a common one. And he saw the word pray, and he started praying, seriously, started praying. And after praying, that's why praying in tongues or speaking in tongues creates a dynamic spiritual insight atmosphere. Insight, edified. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself, encourages himself, builds himself up. And you know what? And later, after he felt edified, ready to come back to class. You can't miss two classes, no? Then you have to repeat, no? And only one you can miss, that's emergency. If you're going to the toilet, you're stuck in the toilet, okay? Anyway, I gave some excuse, no, for this fellow. And then he went to the rubbish to see how come this ungodly place has got a godly word pray. He went to see, and you know what? That word pray is very obvious. It's covered by the rubbish. It's a tin. It's a tin, you know, and the whole word is Nespray. Nespray is a milk powder. Okay, it's a formula. Nespray, you know, and you laugh. God speaks at various times and in various ways. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. And I want to say, God wants to speak to you. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Jesus said in John 10 and verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't say, will hear. Then we will have conditions, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know. But he said, my sheep hear my voice. Look at this. My sheep hear my voice, which means for you and I to hear the voice of God is something that's relational with God. It is not something that's unusual. The children of God must hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And I know them. And I know them, and they follow me. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Where are you seeking for direction? Where do you want God to move in your life? What do you want to hear from God? Are you here with me? Come on, somebody shout amen, please. So therefore, the Bible tells us in Hebrew chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, for today, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart as in rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness. Come on, give me verse 7. For today, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says to this congregation, today, if you will hear his voice, today, not tomorrow, today. Everybody say today. Pusu mingtian chintian nalakilla indriki bukan yeso tapi hari ini Tuhan mau bicara di antara kita. Hallelujah. Just one voice of God, your life is set to change. Your destiny is set to change. And I want you to have a desire to hear the voice of God. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Don't live anyhow. I've been living the post-pandemic church is a disorientated church. The post-pandemic church is a discouraged church. A post-pandemic church is a scattered church. Therefore, the post-pandemic church must hear the voice of God for our children, for the church, and for the ministry. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. Time is running after us, right? Okay, she said yes. Now, how to practice 29 days, including tonight. Okay, let me ask you this question. Okay? See whether I'm wasting my time or not. Now, how many of you really want to hear the voice of God? Give me a hand. Show me, wave your hand. Okay, those who didn't put up your hand, please go and have a cup of tea, please. No, hang in there. Okay, it's a practice. Everybody say it's a practice. It's a practice because we have been hearing all the noises. We have been hearing all the noises, the noise of anxiety, the noise of fear, the noise of uncertainty, the voice of worrisome, the voice of all kinds of things we have been hearing. Now we need to tune in to hear the voice of God. How do you practice? Number one, some of you taking down notes. Number one, come to God with a prayer. Look at this, everybody, very important. Come to God, not with just prayer. Come to God with a prayer of guidance. What is a prayer of guidance? Look at me. Many of us are very talkative. We come into the presence of God and we just want to talk. Talkatives. But we need to come to a place where we need to be like Mary. Mary was praying for guidance. Guidance don't happen when you keep talking. Guidance happen when you hear. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So therefore, the Bible calls this prayer as a prayer of inquiry. Come on, say prayer of inquiry. Prayer of inquiry, okay? Where is this found? One place where it's found is Psalms 27 and verse 4. Psalms, everybody look at me. Don't miss this, okay? Many of you, you know, why this is not working the way it should work? Come on, the COVID is over. The famine of finance is over. The famine of opportunity is over. The famine of all that is over. We are heading for a time of return and rebuilding. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. No more wallowing in the pre-pandemic situation. The church must rise up. Everybody says, church must rise up. What is a prayer of inquiry? Okay, this is a prayer of inquiry. One thing have I desired, Psalms 27 verse 4. One thing have I desired, that which I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord for the rest of my life to behold his glory. That's a prayer of intimacy. Together with the prayer of intimacy, we have a prayer of inquiry. And to inquire of the Lord. Say, inquire of the Lord. Come on, say, to inquire of the Lord. That's right. That means, why am I going through what I'm going through? And what am I supposed to do? Come on, look at me. And this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. When we ask people, they give wrong direction. Okay? When you go to India, don't ask for direction. Sorry, Rachel. We got bad experience. Really? And they will say in Tamil they say, Angadhan sir, neera poi left turn pannunga. If you understand Tamil, that means go straight and turn left. I tell you, their left can be 2 kilometers. 2 kilometers. You know, so people give wrong direction. Sometimes people don't even answer us. Right? Come on, are you here with me? But God is not like that. God is not like that. For everything that you would ask, He is not deaf. He is not dumb. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer you. And then, answer not enough, I'll answer you. And then I'll show you. Like a child, I'll answer you and I'll show you. I'll guide you. Great and mighty things that are waiting to happen for you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus glory. Whoa! Somebody shout, whoa! That's right. After praying the prayer of inquiry or the prayer of guidance, okay? What do you need to do? Number two, please don't go about doing your own things. You know what you need to do? Number two, wait in silence for God to speak to you. Wait in silence, not in activity. Wait in silence. Come on. If He doesn't come through for you today, He will come through you for you tomorrow. If He doesn't come through for you tomorrow, somehow He will come through for you. Because God is a God of time and season. And He knows how prepared you are to hear His voice. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. So wait. Everybody say wait. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what He will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. And watch to see. Everybody say watch to see. Watch to see is a discipline of waiting. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted over the nations. I'll be exalted over the earth. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Psalms 46 and verse 10. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Number one, a prayer of guidance. Today, you need to go back. Or even now, you need to think, what am I supposed to ask God's guidance for? Okay, what is the prayer of inquiry? What is it? How can this apply to me? Okay, number two, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to take things into my hands. I'm going to wait. I've always said your waiting time is not a wasted time. The Lord will come through for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Lord will come through for you. Number three, that's the reason why we need an attitude of worship. Number three, okay? You know what's attitude of worship, right? Attitude of thanksgiving, attitude of praise. You know, that's what it is. You know, and speaking in tongues. Ku retta, shutta, retta, sitta, retta, sitta, retta, sitta, shadarava, sitta. And speaking in tongues, allowing the Spirit of God to pray through you and speak through you, creates an internal atmosphere of worship. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus said that the last days, he who believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that river, he talked about the Holy Spirit, and that river could be worship, the river could be presence. Now that's why the third thing is very important. If you don't have an attitude of worship, the third thing cannot happen. Okay? You know what? The third thing is look out. Everybody say look out. Come on, say look out. Look out for spontaneous thoughts. Spontaneous thoughts. I call this, my term is prophetic bubbling. Prophetic bubbling. You know, not premeditated thoughts. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says what? My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As high is heaven from the earth are my ways and my thoughts are different. So therefore, God's thoughts are not your premeditated thoughts. God's thoughts are not your planned thoughts. God's thoughts are not your presumptuous thoughts. God's thoughts are not your guessing game. You know what? You know, the spontaneous thoughts are from the Holy Spirit. Seriously, if you read Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 15, it says, "For you have not received a spirit of bondage so that you would fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption that cries out and say, 'Abba, Father.'" Cries out. That means you already have the voice of God inside of you. The spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption is a spirit, the Holy Spirit. It cries out. So the spontaneous thoughts are most likely 99.9%, it is God's thought. Are you here with me? That's why we saw in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, God speaks at various times and in various ways. Some of us have got a mindset, God has to speak to me this way, God has to speak to me that way, God has to come through this way. No, friends, why don't we become creative together with God and expect God to speak to us? You know, many a times, now I give you an example and I'm done. Look at me. I'm here. You know, I'm here. I think Benjamin knows this place. I'm here preaching. I'm really, really preaching. Now, this church at one time was up there. And now it is gone. It's really gone. You know, they can't even fill up the hall like this. The mezzanine floor is empty. They got their own building. I'm preaching, you know. I'm preaching. And the Holy Spirit, I'm preaching. And the Holy Spirit suddenly brings up a thought from inside and tells me, tell them to go back to the covenant the founders made in the church. Of course, you know I can scold people, right? So I said that. I said, you guys, go back to the covenant. You know what? Over the period of time, all kinds of fellows came and changed the direction of the church. You know, really changed the direction. And the Lord told me, go back to the covenant the forefathers made upon the pioneering of this church. The church was silent. After that, they came to see me. Yes. This church is known for healing and deliverance. God just moved in this church. And fellows came, one fellow came, and he started teaching hyper grace. And the other fellow came, started teaching administration. Another fellow came, teaching all kinds of things. All left. How many of you know when you do what God doesn't want you to do, you will not prosper? It will not work. But if you do what God wants you to do, whether it's your job, whether it's your family, whether it's a church, it will prosper. And if you look at Psalms 29 verses 3 to 11, look at me, seven properties of God's voice. God's voice is over many waters. That means God's word, voice is plentiful, number one. Number two, God's voice is powerful. God's voice is mighty. God's voice is fruitful. God's voice is penetrating. God's voice productive. God's voice brings glory. Go back and read Psalms 29. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's why it is so imperative for a child of God to hear the voice of God. Are you here with me? Don't say you are illiterate. Don't say you are dumbfounded. Don't say, I don't know what to do. No, you are not an orphan. Orphans feel that way, but we have got a legitimate spiritual father. John chapter 1 verse 12 tells us, as many as who received Jesus, to them God gave the power to become the children of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I conclude right now. You know, friends, you know what brought me to Jesus? You want to know? Just taking my breath. Many years I was worshiping idols. Many years, I have five different idols at home. One looked like Eugene. The other one looks like Derek. The other one looks like Jonathan. One, two, three. The other one looks like AK. The other one looks like Benjamin. One, two, three, four, five. You really, and they're all, look at me, they're all enclosed in a glass. frame made out of silver. And I prayed to them. And I was a priest at home. And I used to offer, burn incense, camphor, ring the bell, and say prayers. Now, one day, God speaks at various times and various ways. One day, I was cleaning them because of the smoke screen. Because you burn in front of them, they cannot breathe. They really cannot breathe, choked. I have to clean the glass. I was cleaning. You know what? As young as probably 11 years old, my journey with God started. And I'm washing, and this is the thought that just struck me. They have hands, they cannot move. They have legs, they cannot walk. Worse still, they got belly, they cannot eat. We eat in their name. And they got mouth, they cannot speak, eyes cannot see. It hit me, really hit me. Serious, jokes aside. And I was thinking, this is a thought that struck me. If you're really such a holy God, how come they're using it, you, in the greeting cards? Calendar, you're hanging there. Serious. Now, these are real thoughts, you know. And from that point onwards, Dr. Manoj, a journey started for me. I started looking for a God who can speak. Go back and read Psalms 115. A God who can speak. 105, 115. Go and see. A God who can speak. A God who can move hands. Of course, not to slap, of course. You know? A God who can see. And that's how Jesus became my Savior. Are you here with me? So we cannot be like those idol worshippers who cannot hear the voice of God. When I was a Hindu, I had a faithful follower. You know who or not? You want to know who? Vignesh. Are you here with me or not? So please, church, come to a place we want to hear the voice of God. And finally, come on, finally, write down, journal. Come on, I'm closing, write down. Number three, look for spontaneous thought. Number four, jot it down. Write it down. Come on, write it down. The devil can steal those thoughts if you're not careful. Because half the time, we're so caught up with anxiety and fear. Jot it down. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablet that he may run who reads it. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, are you here with me? What is number one? Number one, pray a prayer of inquiry or guidance. Number two, wade. Don't rush, just wade. He will come through. Number three, look out for spontaneous thoughts. You know, spontaneous thoughts. Number four, write it down. No matter how lost you are in your circumstances. Can you stand to your feet, please? My time is finished. Come on, stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to ask you this question today. Okay? I want to ask you this question. You know, how many of you want to be refreshed in your spirit so that you can be prepared to have an attitude of worship and then hear the voice of God? Can I see your hand, please? Lift it high. Wave it to me, please. Wave it to me. Okay, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. In the next couple of minutes, I want to pray for you. Okay? I want to pray for you, and I want you to enter into a season of a refreshing touch from God. Okay? I want you to do this. Take a step of faith and come right to the front, please. And the second level, leaders, get the anointing, please. Come on, just come. Don't worry. Step out and come.